Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Checking. Did you just shake your phone to try to...
No, I did. Look. This is how often I do this. And then it goes, report a problem, and I go, yeah.
You shake your phone to report a problem?
Yes, you didn't know that.
No.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
You didn't know that? Anyone, life hack update. I'm addicted to checking my phone, and I need all the validation in the world for me to feel good. So, right now I need to check how many people have viewed my story. And I go, only 2,000.
Only 2,000?
And then I do a little shake. And it goes, report a problem.
Oh.
What?
So hot.
Oh.
That coffee was so hot.
Okay. Why don't you take me to dinner first?
Okay.
Morning. Morning, everybody.
Morning pod.
This is the morning pod. We are truly trying every energy, every time of day, we've done like... This is episode 4?
Yeah.
So we did afternoon. We did like a 2 p.m.
The first two were both 2 p.m.-ish.
No.
Yeah, they were.
The first two.
Episode 1 and 2 were definitely just somewhere in the middle of the day. 2 p.m.
What was 2? I don't even remember
2. 5 p.m., whatever.
No, that was evening. The one, because then
the sun was going down.
The sun was going down.
And then we did the nighttime one.
And we did nighttime, which everybody fucking loved. I got all these comments saying that was the best one. I felt insane and I felt not good about when I was doing it, but then when I listened back, I was like, oh, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah. I was just going to say, now we're going to see what happens. The morning one, we got a little caffeine.
And I don't really drink. Someone did ask in one of these questions, I'll just answer it now. What? Shut up. Shut up.
What, you're going to tell them the coffee order?
Yes, coffee order. I don't drink. What?
I was gonna wait just to get to the Q&A part, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
What's
I'm
your
just
coffee order?
Now.
What's your coffee order?
We're talking about is on topic. This is natural. I have to touch this after my laptop's updating. My coffee order is actually. You tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine.
How about you guess mine?
Okay.
I guess yours because I know what yours is.
Okay.
So yours is a decaf oat milk latte. And that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because
you can't do caffeine.
Because I'll
go crazy, and you can't do regular dairy, or else you'll shit your pants.
Actually, no. The regular dairy stuff, I do quite fine with regular dairy. Oh. I think I've just as a basic white girl, I've just joined in, and also oat milk is creamy and just has more flavor to it because I think there's like sugars in it. But now when I drink regular milk, I'll do ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe like, I don't know, acne, some shit.
Hey, maybe.
But I'm having, I won't lie to you guys right now. I am having an orange pekoe tea with echinacea in it and a little bit of honey. So let's just say strap on in. Kyle's order is a, in the mornings you like to have black coffee.
Well,
you make black coffee. Sometimes you'll do red eye. Sometimes.
Well, that's if I'm gonna. Okay. Well, this is my order out. I make black coffee here.
Right, but your order out.
Okay, so what's my
order
out?
Well, you do like a cortado.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
With regular milk.
Yeah.
And do we really get coffee out together? Not really.
I hope they can really hear that sip I just took. Because then I got that.
I'm going to put you in some position for selling you age coat.
Okay, so cortado.
Cortado.
Is a big one.
Yep. Oh, there's I hope like, they can hear that construction too.
There's like three.
Truly, I can count on one hand how many times we've gone out for coffee.
Okay.
But so I'll guess.
Yep, there's three.
Cortado.
Yep.
Red eye.
Yep. One more.
Just like a black coffee.
Almost.
Drip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Americano.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Just a regular coffee with nothing in it.
Almost. You're almost there.
So it's going to go ahead and
be... But just don't think hot. Think...
Oh, cold brew.
Yeah. Easy.
Yes.
Love a good cold brew. Everyone loves cold brew, I feel like.
I think I would...
All my real coffee myself. Heads love a cold brew.
I would... If I had a Monster Energy drink, would. I've never had a Red Bull. If I had any of those drinks, I would. Wait, didn't we answer this on another podcast?
Well, we were talking about energy drink stuff.
Yeah, you're fucking right. Anyways,
one time I had a Starbucks cold brew, and I really don't like Starbucks. Not even just I don't like their coffee. I don't like.
Oh my god.
I don't like Starbucks.
Yeah.
As a corporation.
Why,
Kyle? Why?
Because I love local mom and pop coffee shops. Mom and pop coffee shop. And I don't know, Starbucks just takes away from that. It's like similar to Zumiez, the like big skate shop in the mall.
Zumiez is my favorite store.
God, don't you're lying. It just takes away from like what? the local skate shop.
I can't go get my van slides and my
You can get those
Volcom sweater that zips up all the way to the top of my head and it creates a mask.
But you can get that at a local skate shop even. Maybe not the Volcom sweater. But you can get your Vans there or whatever it is that you want at a local skate shop.
My boobies bracelet and...
Support local business.
I've never done that. I like Zara. I like H&M. I like Sephora. I like McDonald's. And I only drink Starbucks.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Podcast number four. And so what's new since the last one?
A lot.
We've been posting a lot on our Patreon.
Yes.
Which we're having a lot of fun with.
Oh my God. I'm having a blast. Because on my regular page, I don't want to, I don't know, spam people or like be annoying or, mm-hmm. And I think about, like, oh, who's going to see this? But yeah.
we got some sponsors to thank. We got some damn sponsors to thank. And we got
for real though. The Patreon has been so fun. We just post.
How do I find?
Oh, we did a lot this week.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Knicks game. We went.
How do I find this?
What do you mean?
No, I just got to thank our sponsors.
Yes, we're thanking our sponsors today.
These are our Nevermind Nights.
Oh damn! Wait, how does this work?
Premium top dollar.
Yep. How do you see
for our lovely content? We got Andres Hafner. Thank you, Andres.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric Burke.
Eric Burke.
Thank you, Finn
Bruce.
Thank you, Finn Bruce. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Leanna or Lena. We still haven't figured that out.
We still love you.
Let us know. Thank you, Mikayla. Thank you, Ronnie Dooney Yaniag. Thank you, Seth Pedraza. Those
and
are
the
our
rest
sponsors.
Of you, yeah, you're only paying $10 a month.
No.
How about we get that up a little bit?
No.
I'm kidding.
We love everybody.
I'm kidding.
Don't do that.
No, for real, it's been...
Don't do
and,
that
and,
shit.
And like just everyone who's commenting and like the it's likes. Cool. It's really like, I'm having a great time.
I like them.
Yeah. But anyway, where do we start? This morning...
Oh, right.
How I almost burned the house down.
Mm-hmm.
Or we got No, so, we shouldn't
yeah,
say
hold
this.
On. No.
Okay.
Well, Veronica, we shouldn't say what? Well, we won't say it if you don't.
No, no. You go. You talk, because I'll go. I'm updating my laptop because I have a meeting right after this, so I really have to do this.
You were gonna say the apartment, huh?
I was, but we shouldn't say that.
No, don't.
We'll talk about it on the Patreon.
Okay.
Okay.
Veronica, for one, forced me to get a kettle because we don't have a kettle here in the apartment.
You're 48,
yeah,
and you're fucking boiling water on a stove like you're some medieval. Oh, a medieval folk.
You still boil it on the stove in a kettle.
This is you. Every time you boil with a pot.
I really hope they can't hear that construction.
We're gonna call this a construction episode.
I don't think so.
This is how you feel when you have a pot, when you boil water on a pot. I reckon it'll be a long time. I reckon a night's tale indeed. So, may I fix you up a pot of tea?
You know, I would reckon to say that in those times they were using kettles. They're not a new invention. Kettles have been around for a long time, and they were still using kettles then.
No, they used pots because they were poor.
No. All I'm saying is that, yeah, okay, I was using a pot to boil water and make coffee. What's wrong with that? I make a pour over coffee. Why does it have to come out of a kettle? Same thing.
Because so anyway, then it goes like this.
Yeah, okay. So Veronica loves her fucking kettles.
I do.
And then this morning she puts it on the...
It was dark.
We're getting ready to record, right? No lights on in my kitchen. Okay, turn the light on next time. And she puts the kettle
lazy.
On the stove, right? Turns it on, isn't looking, whatever. I'm setting stuff up. She goes, what? I'm like, what? I come out and there's
Kyle!
There's just smoke. All,
help me!
All in the kitchen because the little fucking, I don't even know what it's called. I think it's actually like a plate warmer.
A plate warmer? But this is what's crazy.
Well,
is that you didn't have a kettle, but you had that shit.
Well, I set...
That's like mom shit. I don't have that
stuff. I set the pots on that.
You know what I mean? It's like that brown...
it's cork?
Cork thing that you... What do you put on it?
Warm. Things that are hot, so you can not burn whatever you're setting them on.
That's like four steps ahead of a kettle.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, you use that for all types of pots.
No.
If I'm making spaghetti in a big pot... And I take it out and I set it on the countertop. I put one of those things down first and then set it down so it doesn't burn the countertop.
All right. Comment down below. What are the steps? I think it goes, okay, pot when you're in college or whatever, when you're fucking Babyville, to boil water. Then it goes kettle. You go, okay, all right, I need a kettle. Then you go into
like ceramics. Like a red ceramic thing.
What are those big pots that you can also bake in? And they're expensive, but they're like lifelong guarantee, whatever, warranty.
Yeah. People like those.
Cast iron. Cast iron. And then it goes those things.
No way.
Yes.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I've been rocking with those since college, I was making chili in a pot in my dorm room. I've been rocking with those.
What was in your chili, Kyle? Also,
it's Skyline Chili, Cincinnati.
Shout out.
Any Cincinnati folk out here, Skyline Chili. I don't even have to explain it. Look it up. Y'all can look it up.
So then
people
what happened?
Know what it is.
What
Skyline Chili
was,
actually, Cincinnati style chili is popular amongst meme world. I'm always getting
American
shit for it.
World.
Where are you from? I'm from Cincinnati. Oh, you put fucking chili on spaghetti and a mountain of cheese on top. I say, yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do that.
I mean, I come from the land of French fries, cheese curds, and gravy. So I can't say shit. But what happened? So then I call you in.
Yeah,
and what
then
do you see?
I see there's a...
You tell your perspective, I'll tell mine.
There's a little kindling fire on the stove. And
it was a fire.
There's smoke just erupting into the air. First thing I did?
You...
I took the smoke alarm off.
You took the smoke alarm off.
So I was like, I can't have that shit going off.
And you got a fan.
My neighbors and whatever. And I got a fan. I opened up all the windows, fan that shit out, stopped the little kindling from happening, and that was fine. But
what was your thought?
But you did start a fire.
Yes. Was your thought, oh, Veronica's the dumbest person I've ever met?
No.
Or
no.
Were you upset?
No. My thought was, that's it.
Okay.
That was just a little sigh.
So this is my thinking, okay? So I go, oh, okay, we're going to do the podcast. I'm going to go a little crazy. I'm going to treat myself to a little tea. And I think I went to the bathroom. And we started talking so much.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
What's
just up? Leaving something hot on the stove and then just walking away from it.
What am I supposed to watch the kettle as it boils?
You don't watch it, but hang out, you know?
All right, I disagree with that. So, set it up. I leave. I come back and I go, this is truly what my thought was. Someone's making. Someone's making a nice breakfast.
No way. That shit. It's still in my. I can
that
still.
That was actually my thought. Someone's making a nice breakfast right now. I was like, wow. Like, we should do that. Or like, fully thought. And then I went. And then I was like, camping. Like, my brain went to like. I was like, what? What's that smell? Camping. And then. I just started a fire, but yeah, I know it's still a little.
My throat still hurts from it.
Yeah, yeah, I know, and I'm sorry. And I told Kyle this after, where I was like, I'm like not a dumb person. I'd say I'm smart,
yeah,
for the most part, but I'm so stupid when it comes to like the most random, not random shit. I'm just like somehow my brain doesn't connect. Like when I first. Moved to Toronto when I was like 17 and I was living with a bunch of my friends. Mm. And basically we, whatever, there was like, you take out the garbage in the back, but the garbage is in the front. And we lived above a restaurant. So it was kind of like a bigger, I don't know, like city building. I don't know how to explain it. And so they're like, Veronica, it's time for you to take out the trash and you had to bring it to the back. Or whatever. Or like I had to bring back I forget. Somehow I had to move from the front to the back. And we were on like the third floor or something. So my brain went, take this giant garbage. Like it was like as tall as me probably. It's one of those wheelie ones. Bring the giant garbage through the apartment to down the fire escape to the back. Rather than going around the building. And so I don't know how... That didn't click for me, but...
But it didn't.
But it didn't. And I have a lot of stuff like that. The iCloud. Like the... What did we do for hours yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I don't even know where to start on that. For whatever reason, you set up a separate Apple ID for your phone than your computer.
Genius.
Because the whole point of having... a Mac and an iPhone and an Apple Watch and whatever other Apple device is that they all work together with each other through the same Apple ID.
Oh.
But no, let's separate that by having a separate one for my phone.
Separate phone email.
And so we're recording all of these videos and we're making these bloopers for the Patreon and whatnot, but she also, her phone has zero storage on it. Yeah. She got like the cheapest option possible for
no yes. I straight up I got a job and I went to the Apple to the store and I said give me the most storage and I said I was like I do videos sometimes or okay. Whatever so I'm not cheap.
She doesn't have a lot of storage and so she's always deleting stuff but doesn't want stuff to get deleted because we want to do these bloopers and whatever and so Michael has been like okay well we need to get this iCloud set up. Like you shouldn't have to run out of storage on your phone for this because it should just upload to iCloud.
So I bought $4 of storage a month.
Yes, which was what? 200 gigabytes.
A lot.
Okay. For her phone, which for whatever reason, it's not really syncing or there's something about photos are going to get deleted or whatever. And then I try to go on her computer to figure out why I can't see any of the photos or videos or anything on her computer, and it's because it's a completely separate Apple ID.
Yep.
And so now, we have a whole process where we're gonna.
Yeah, it's been taking 2 days.
We're gonna remove her other one and remove her old ID, set it up on her computer. We're gonna get her right, but.
Yeah, so this is a whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't understand it. I don't know where it goes. It goes to space. And it goes to back.
What we call it.
Yeah, and I don't want to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do.
You should want to.
But that's what friends are for.
I guess.
Yeah. Right? We had so much quality time doing that together.
Oh, yeah. I was loving it.
It's still not done.
I didn't have anything else to do.
So, do you want to...
SAG!
I was either going to ask about your hand or... Or
SAG.
Oh. Or SAG. The strike is over.
And goddamn, was it rough. I mean,
it was.
The entire time I'm thinking, what is...
As an actor.
How is... I mean, I'm not SAG, you know. Yet. But, How is Ryan Gosling dealing with this?
Yeah.
You know? How is Meryl Streep dealing with this?
We gotta donate.
How is Giamatti dealing with this, you know?
Yeah.
The greats. Timothée Chalamet. I mean, truly.
Yeah. How
They are already so marginalized and they're such a marginalized community, and they're already so put down that they have to go on strike.
You know what, Kyle? You're forgetting something. That there are other actors in the goddamn world, okay?
What about... No, I know.
Yeah.
It's just a funny...
It is funny.
It's a funny joke.
And it's...
But I know there's other SAG.
But also, like, you know...
You're not SAG, are you?
I'm SAG eligible. It's weird. Yeah. When I work in Canada, I mostly work on American TV shows, but they film it in Canada because it's cheaper. And then I work under my union in Canada on American things. So they're SAG projects, but I'm actor is what it's called. Anyways, and then here I've done some SAG things, but I haven't joined yet, but yeah. I think I will soon.
You know who I love?
We'll see.
I love Mark Ruffalo. Anyway.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Mark Ruffalo is...
I was just thinking of other SAG actors, you know? He's one of them.
The one thing I didn't like him in is the...
Oh, I'm not talking about as an actor.
Oh, just...
This is a person.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
He's a cool guy.
Respect.
He's a cool guy. Really good guy.
So, the strike is over, which means I can now kind of talk about this... movie that I'm in, I guess.
Movie,
which is really fun and cool. I have a movie coming out next week, November. Next week?
This week for the watchers, people watching and listening.
Is it? Let's see.
We're recording this on a Thursday. It's coming out on a Monday.
It's coming out Monday. Yeah, November 17th. It's going to be on Freevee and Amazon Prime in Canada and some other Amazon stuff. It's called Xmas, and it's starring Leighton Meester and Robbie Amell. And yeah, I filmed it for a month in British Columbia over the summer, and it was so much fun. And I have like a role in it, and we filmed every day together, and it was like just a dream come true. And Michael Hitchcock was in it, who's in Best in Show, and Waiting for Guffman, which are movies that I really love, and he's like an incredible improviser, and like working with him was awesome.
Son of Alfred?
Nope.
Okay.
Gonna go with a no on that one.
Okay.
And my friend Jonah directed it, and anyways, go check it out. It's gonna be really fun. I can finally talk about it, so maybe I'll... Yeah, but go check it out.
Sick,
and we're gonna do a big premiere. Maybe there will be a premiere now.
There might be. If it comes out on Friday or whatever. Yeah, that could be cool.
We'll see. So, and I got to do all these like BuzzFeed.
Would I get to go?
To the premiere?
Yeah.
I'd bring you.
Really?
Yeah. If I get a plus one.
Sweet.
The
Can I get more coffee?
Go get more coffee. But what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot what I was going to say.
It's just you.
I know. I'm scared. I don't like it. Anyways, so what's the deal? So what's the deal with, I get scared. I don't like doing this alone. Someone said I should.
It smells like there was like a smoker out here. Like someone's like smoking meats.
It smells like someone's smoking meats is what Kyle just said out here. And I'm really sorry. I really didn't mean to do that. Okay. I'm going to talk about this. So we've had, should I talk about the manifestation stuff or should I talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Or the Knicks game.
Talk about the Knicks game.
Okay. So, really fun. We got invited to the Knicks game here in New York City. Shout out to our friend, new friend David, who hooked us up. And we got to go on like the court and just kind of hang out and go behind the scenes.
Patreon saw it first.
I just kind of walk around and we got some free food, got some nice tickets, and it was really cool. It was very, basketball games are, they're such a fun vibe.
It was a fun experience for sure.
I really want to go when the Raptors are going or are playing, because that would be.
Or you could just go when the Raptors are going, like when the Raptors come just to watch.
Yeah, they go to watch. Game. Well, because they need to study their enemies.
Their enemies. Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when the Raptors won?
Nope.
No one remembers that. Comment down below if you remember when the Raptors won, because the city of Toronto went absolutely apeshit banana coco make banana.
So that was cool, that game. Who did we see? Oh, Matt Rife.
Matt Rife was there.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Matt Rife.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking... But I get it. I also get being fucking hot, mm-hmm. and being funny is like...
Because it's like, what do people actually want?
What do they...
Do they think I'm funny or do they think...
Do they think I'm funny or do they just want to stick it in?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I think about that a lot, right? I walk around and I go... If I don't open my mouth right now, people would just think that I'm a goddamn Victoria's Secret model, right? If you just looked at me and you said, what does that girl do for work? You know when people, you're people watching? Mm-hmm. If I walk by, someone's going, okay, what does she do for, what's her story?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a barista.
She's...
I'm not talking about you. We're watching someone else. Oh, that girl, she's a barista.
So what would you think if you saw me?
Well, what are you wearing?
Say this outfit. My regular outfits. My Monster Energy drink hoodie.
Okay, so you're wearing a long sleeve Melody soccer jersey.
Yep, shout out.
You're wearing, what is this, Levi's?
Yeah, Levi's. Socks.
And we'll just say you're wearing what kind of shoes?
Because
it makes a big difference. If you're wearing like some boots or if you're wearing...
Clogs.
Clogs.
My little clogs that I have. Mm-hmm. Black clogs.
I'd probably, if you were in New York,
yeah,
walking around, I'd think this girl either works... retail somewhere.
Okay.
Or she's like a influencer.
Wow. Shut up.
That's what I would think.
Influencer?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, she like is hot online and like, you know, takes pics in her outfits and posts them and
I'm giving influencer?
Is influencer bad? Is that a negative?
No, it's not. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing to say.
Especially, it's just like trendy top, you know?
Yeah.
Like jersey style, whatever.
Okay. If I saw you walking down the street.
Wearing this.
Okay.
Some Carhartts.
Carhartts.
A random thrifted tee that says Ballers.
Okay.
The flame on the back.
Yeezy slides.
Well, I just wear these around the house. I don't wear these out.
What shoes?
I'd probably be wearing... either my Yeezy boots.
Okay, or?
Or some Dibbick Lucky ones.
Okay. So I think this. That guy runs a fucking startup.
Really?
Yeah.
Tech. Okay.
That guy's into fashion but runs a startup. Or
maybe it's like
that guy's a chef. Yeah. That guy knows flavors. That guy knows how to sear a steak.
Maybe it's a fashion tech startup.
No, I think you're like a fashion
tech
boy.
Damn, I'm seeing right now I'm gonna have to do some audio work. I'm gonna have to turn up the volume on my mic and it's all right.
I also think you're like fuck boy. But we already talked about that. You don't look like a fuck boy, but it's just because you're hot.
For whatever reason, I get that.
You know what I mean?
Often, and I don't like that.
No, I know, but you're not. That's the greatest thing about you. That you're not. You seem like one. You don't seem like one, but if you just didn't talk at
Keep
all.
Keep talking.
You just call me an influencer.
Okay? I didn't call you an influencer.
And yes, I am one. As of recently. But
if I didn't talk, you'd think that I was a fuckboy. So you think when I'm walking around the train, I'm giving fuckboy?
Not fuckboy, but yeah, you're giving like New York hot guy. And you're like, oh, I could.
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Yeah. Wouldn't even look at you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough.
But that isn't what happened.
It's not.
And we're best friends now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then what else?
Talk about best friends. Well, talk about best friends. Okay. Yesterday, I am working on my clothing brand side hustle, Trampoline, had a little hat release the other day, and
sold out.
Yep, and I was
coming
working
back though.
Okay. And I was working on, you know, I get these hats made. They're not like fully customized to have the Trampoline logo and label and all that stuff. So I do all that myself. I like rip out the labels that are in there, take them apart, sew my label in, and then, you know, zip it back up. The design is mine. Like, I've designed it, but there's some work that needs to be done. And so I use this little tool. It's called a seam ripper. Yeah. Maybe I'll put a picture of it right here.
Yeah. You've probably seen your mom using one of these.
Okay. Thanks. Sorry that I sew. And I'm ripping out the label using a seam ripper. I'm holding the hat and I'm on the last hat, the last one. And I can't get this thread to rip. And I'm holding it like this and I'm like, ah. And then finally it gives and it rips. And as I do it, I just slide it right into the side of my hand, just right here. And it was
deep
sideways in. And yeah, it was probably at least half an inch. At least half an inch. And then there was this weird little...
That's what he said.
Sorry. This weird little... It wasn't bleeding. It didn't start bleeding right away, which was the scariest part. It was like just this open... I don't know. I don't want to describe it because it feels weird, but just like open skin. And it was super weird. And I was like, I don't know what to do. This has never happened to me. And
what did I do?
Veronica was there and she came to my rescue. She got some isopropyl alcohol.
Yep. First aid kit.
I called my friend and business partner, Dan. And I was like, dude, we have a warehouse in Brooklyn. And I was like, I don't know where shit is here. I'm about to pass out. I'm getting lightheaded, which I really was.
Sit down. Sit down. Let's get you some water. What do you need?
I'm not the type to be woozy over blood or anything like that. I've never been that type of person, but for whatever reason, when this happened, it just made me super lightheaded. I wasn't like losing blood or anything either. It wasn't that bloody, but
it was scary.
Yeah, I guess kind of a little bit. I don't know why.
And I saw you down. I said, fucking, he needs mouth to mouth.
No.
He needs mouth to mouth now.
And I said,
and we started fucking making out.
Nope. I said, Veronica, you need to stop. And you need to get me help.
Yeah.
I need aid.
You said this.
You said this. Start trying to kiss me.
I need a cortado.
I didn't say that. You said, what can I get you?
You said, baby.
No.
Can
no. get me cortado?
I didn't say, baby, can you get me a cortado? I said, okay, I'm good. And then Veronica's like, I don't want you to drive yet.
Yeah.
What can I get you? And I said, nothing. Don't give me anything. She was like, I'm going to go get a little treat. I'm going to go get a little coffee. And I was like, all right, I could take a cortado. If you're going to go.
And I got a granola bar.
If you're going to go. But yeah, that's what this is all about.
But so what did you learn?
I learned to take my time using the seam ripper.
And
to not freak out when something that happens. And that Veronica is a caregiver.
And the love of my life.
I didn't say that.
So let's move on.
Did not say that.
So the wonderful thing is that we have discovered this new magic power.
Oh, yeah.
This is the craziest thing in the world. I wish we could drop names.
We can't.
In the Patreon?
Maybe in the Patreon.
How about we give one name in the Patreon? We have to remember this because we said so many things that we were going to talk about.
Okay. What was the first one we said already? Did we talk about it in the Patreon? Oh, apartment.
Okay. Yeah, remember that. So, this weird thing has been happening where... Okay, I'll start off with this. I showed Kyle and Michael this girl.
You better... Yeah. Just be nice.
You know, that's what I was going to say to you. That this girl, and she's gorgeous and smart and like whatever. And I was like just showing the Instagram of her to Kyle and Michael. And I was like, I'm never going to be like that. You know, fishing for compliments, all that kind of stuff. And you guys went, won't.
You said, Veronica,
you won't. You're funny.
You already look like it. You already look like this.
You didn't say that. I said, I'm never going to be this pretty. And you said, so you guys want like pepperoni or what? And I said, oh, I'm never going
to. Okay, but then what?
So then, crazy, like maybe a week later, this person DMs Kyle. Like, also my stomach's going right now. And we're like, it was just freaky, right?
I'd never seen her.
And she Instagram baddie.
Something. And yeah, totally random.
Yes.
And I was just like, what the hell?
So that thing happened.
Yeah.
Another thing happened was we were listening to this. So that's number one. We're listening to this artist on Sundays. We said this artist we listen to on Sundays. A musician that we all love a lot. And is so great. I don't know if he's watching this, but whatever. And then...
Like the next day.
The next day follows me. Uh-huh. DMs me.
Yeah.
I was like... Crazy. Uh-huh. Very crazy. Just like... The fact that we're like talking about these people and then like... Okay. Isn't there four?
Well, then...
Well, there's one. There's another one. But I was going to say...
I was going to say yesterday. We were... You know, as this went down and whatever, we're at... The warehouse, I'm working on my stuff. She's working on her stuff. And we're listening to another artist. And I said, I feel like this guy would be the type of artist that would like your stuff. Like, I feel like this guy's next. And
this morning, I come over.
Yeah, and boom.
And I fucking kid you not, a DM from this person. Oh, and one more.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
We were just randomly talking about, I don't even remember how it came up, but just this other like Instagram model, girl.
Yes, who's dating someone famous.
And then, the next day.
And you had a dream about.
Followed. You don't have to say that.
Well, whatever. But you did. You had a dream about. Like, we were just like talking about our dreams.
Yeah.
And whatever.
It wasn't about that.
Well,
person.
No, it wasn't about her. It wasn't creepy, but it was just like a regular, like, we were like at a party or something with this person. Followed me. So. It's just like,
it's weird.
It's very strange, all these things that are happening of
and then also this one we have to be a little careful about. Actually, maybe not. We can just say this one. No, actually maybe we can't. I was just gonna say we were like, oh, like we're gonna be friends with this guy.
Ah, okay, next. Wait. We'll update next week.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll update next week. I don't wanna jinx it.
For sure.
But there might be some
potential.
There's magic in the air. There's potential, there's magic in the air. If it goes through, well, we'll see. goes through.
Do you believe in, because we're not like, the thing that's different is we're not intentionally manifesting. We're not, at least I'm not. I'm not like sitting down and being like,
journal,
thinking about whatever. It just kind of happens where we talk about something totally nonchalantly, and then the next day or whatever, something happens where that person or this thing happens, and we're just like, what? How? Where did this come from? But it's not, we're not sitting down and having these like, my intentions are this and I'm manifesting this, and like, it's not like prayer. It's just, we're just kind of living, and then the things that we talk about and randomly think about seem to
happen.
Just like, yeah, it's weird.
I know, especially,
it's really weird.
Well, there's another thing that we'll talk about on Patreon. That's the thing. But it's just been, no, I've never, same thing. I mean, I'm very like, I pray.
Go for it.
This is when I get earnest. And everyone likes it.
You pray?
I don't know what I believe it's in. All, okay. I don't believe in nothing.
Okay.
But I don't want to get into that.
Caffeine's hitting.
That shit fucking, caffeine's I don't care hitting. Talk about that. But
caffeine's hitting.
Caffeine's hitting. And also, I love this mug so much. Mm. Well, I don't know if
we can show it.
We can show it.
It's
just don't say the name. We're gonna get canceled. What happened?
Oh shit! No, we're fine.
Okay.
It's we're not gonna get canceled.
I know.
It's a Kanye West mug, yes. And it's a picture of his face, but it's stretched all the way across the mug, so it's really wide. And we're not gonna get canceled for having a Kanye West mug. And yeah, I wear Yeezy slides. And yeah, I wear Yeezy boots. Canceled. Okay.
Oh my,
sorry,
scared.
That I fucking love the greatest artist of our generation. Stop. Jesus. Stop.
Okay. I don't support Kanye West.
Okay.
Okay. So, what was he talking about?
We're talking about.
Right, whoa, right. Or
loud.
My caffeine's heading too. The beginning of this episode, I was like this. Then I lost it and I went, and I think you can see it if you go back. And I'm like, and I'm just dead in the eyes, dead in the soul. And then now it's hitting all over again right now. Okay.
So prayer. And you don't believe in anything.
No, I believe in something. We don't need to get into that shit because I will fucking can't have an anxiety attack. I do think something or someone every night before bed.
You think? Is that what you said?
Yeah, okay. I don't ask for things. Mm-hmm. I just am thankful for the people in my life, the things happening in my life, and
out loud. Just like,
no, in you my don't head.
Like, okay,
but it's like very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never. Yeah, I think that's my only like form of that. But also like our energy. Whatever, I'll say it. Energy. We've just been really like positive. We're very like positive and
yeah.
We're not like negative people. We work hard. We like, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Everything is, I'd say we're like kind people, I think, for the most part. And the other thing that I show you is that I definitely stop on like the tarot card readers on TikTok and I let them, I go, this is fucking real. And then I'll go,
wait a sec.
And it's like, he will come to you tonight.
See, the thing about that, this is, hold on.
And he will confess his love to you. And you will be hesitant because he was unsure about you for so many years. But now he is ready.
Okay.
He is ready to come towards you and be the man that you deserve in your life. And if you share this, I know who the person is. If you open WhatsApp, the first person that pops up is that contact. So download WhatsApp right now. Save the sound. Save the sound. Repost this video. And only then will this fortune come true.
And it's all just an ad for WhatsApp.
It fully is. Or I don't even, yeah. And I go, and I literally go, well, and I watch 3 minutes of it. And I go, and I don't have WhatsApp, so.
Yeah, and also the thing about those types of things on there, like those videos, there's also that, what is it? There's like these ones that I see that are like if you're watching this, I manifested this video to see you and find you. Yeah. And it's like, it's just real people. It's not like those weird, yours is like a, like Zoltar animations.
I have the real people too. I just don't show you those.
But the one that you're referencing right now is like a Zoltar fucking put a dollar in, get a fortune.
Yes.
Type thing.
AI type shit.
And I'll get like people that are doing this thing. There's some like weird, what's it called? Is it called like the Black Journal or something like that?
The Golden Monkey?
No. There's this thing that people are buying on, it's like a manifestation journal, and it's huge on TikTok.
Whoa.
It's like people are like linking it to their own, because I guess with TikTok, if you have like a product linked, or with some websites, if you link a product to your TikTok and you get a certain number of purchases from your click, from your link, you get money for those purchases kind of thing. And there's this one that's really popular called like, I think it's like Black Journal, and it's like a manifestation journal. And it's not just something that you fill out on your own, just like, oh, it's just blank pages, whatever. There's like specific practices and tasks that you have to do and fill in and whatever. And part of them, I feel like, is people like making videos. And I get them all the time where people are like, I manifested this video to find you. This and this and this journal is will
so do you believe
you
in that?
Unlock
do you want to
everything.
Do that?
No, I don't
well,
not
now,
believe in it. I don't not believe in it.
Fucking now, who knows?
I just don't want to do that. I'm not. I don't want to be that direct and intentional
also,
with something.
It's also like kind of like jinxing it. That's how I think of it sometimes.
Maybe, but at that point, it just becomes like that. Doing that Black Journal, whatever it's called, manifestation is no different than like church and religion. It's
that's
all,
true.
You know what
all,
I mean?
Yeah.
But I just don't want to get into that. I don't want to.
Horoscopes, all that kind of stuff.
I don't want to. What?
We have 15 minutes left and we have so many questions that I didn't even.
Q&A?
Q&A. But I do want to know and I do want to hear about what you.
That's all I was going to say, basically.
Well, I just wanted to know if you do any gratitude stuff or whatever.
Yeah, I do. When I go to bed, same thing. I just kind
do
of.
You?
Yeah, I think about just like the good things going on.
That's nice.
Things I'm thankful/grateful for.
Can we pull that up?
What?
The question thing?
Well, just pull it up on
all of, we're going to go through all the posts and all the things.
No, just the ones from
we'll
the
go
Q&A,
to this one,
the
this
Q&A
video.
Board. We can't.
Why?
Cuz that one's not for, that one was for all members.
We'll go to Q&A.
We have to do the specific Q&A.
Okay, we'll do this one and then maybe we'll do more.
All right.
Okay. So, this is going to be quick kind of. Maybe
no,
we'll go,
we're not going to do quick.
We'll go over it. Okay.
We're going to start from, we're going to figure all this out. This is going to
feel. I know. Well, do we make this a longer episode? We might.
No, I'm just going to say we're going to. This is going to feel like more of a.
We're fine.
Yes. This is going to feel like more of a production within the next 6 episodes. We're going to have it figured out and locked in.
Okay. So we have to do the
So we're not just fucking throwing ourselves around. We have time.
Okay. Okay. How do you know?
Well, hold on. This question comes from Dominic.
Yes.
One of our loyal supporters on Patreon. And he says, how do you know Dev Lemons?
Dev Lemons and I became mutuals online and then like over a year ago. And then she came to my show in Los Angeles and we became friends there with like, and she came with Riley from Hive Mind and we totally vibed. And she's truly one of the sweetest people alive and awesome. So awesome.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Okay. I was just going to say, I just met her the other night. Cool girl. No need to rush through all this.
I know. I'm like,
just relax, Miss Caffeine.
Sorry.
Grill says, dream podcast guest or dream podcast / channel to be featured on?
Guest.
I gotta be, this is my manifestation.
Okay.
I gotta be seen in front of that yellow wall, the Hive Mind wall.
Hive Mind, which is like, will happen, I think, maybe. But
we just got to get the invite. But they're not listening to this.
No,
maybe they
not.
Are.
Well, we DM, but
someone can send it to them. I mean, we're friends.
We talk about it. This is the fourth time we've talked about it.
I know.
It.
I just love. That's one of the only YouTube channels that I religiously watch.
My dream podcast to be a guest on is Glennon Doyle's "We Can Do Hard Things," which is my middle-aged women podcast, all about self-care and relationships and it's like a therapy. Kind
you know
of
what's
going to
happen? Here's
here's what
here's what I'm visioning for you within the next year. And this is specifically you. You are either going to be on Emma Chamberlain's one, whatever that one's called.
Damn.
What's that called?
I don't remember, but okay. I love her.
You're going to either be on that one or you're going to be on Call Her Daddy.
Shut up.
Yep. Next year.
That's fucked. There's no shot, but
all right.
I won't say that.
All right. Hayden says, not to go all inside the actor studio, but Veronica. Okay. Direct question to you. Oh, okay. That makes sense, actually. Do you think English being your second language slash your family background has influenced your comedy? Your wordplay is so good.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I think it does. I mean, the way my dad spells is insane. Like when he texts me, it's so, so funny.
Yeah.
Like spelling turkey with like a double K. Yeah. Or just like
spelling it like the country. Turkey.
And just the way, and let me look actually. Our texts are so funny. Just him, the grammar there. And it, in it, yeah. Well, temporary glitch. What is he saying? Where it's like a funny one. Oh yeah. Soon I go to do audit now. I don't know what the fuck that means. Or anyways, yes, I think it does. I think
It.
I think that sometimes I don't know a lot of sayings, like old timey sayings that people that like your grandparents would say. That I miss out on, but yes, I do. English is now my first language, but yeah, my parents make me laugh a lot the way that they phrase things, but they do speak English.
Hayden also says that people are ready to meet the man behind the curtain. We need a mic drop in.
We need to get another mic.
He's coming. He'll be on here. He'll be right here in the middle. We just need to get another mic.
Yes.
And thank you, Patreon members, for
all the support.
For getting this us that mic, honestly.
This is the shit that...
Probably going to go buy one.
100%. Oh, yeah, we probably could.
This weekend.
Yeah.
William wants to know, would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet? And that's easy for me. I would love to have
hands for feet.
Yeah.
Same.
Like a monkey. Think about all the things that you could do. Like,
yeah.
You could hang
I'd be
upside down from something just by like grabbing onto it. Like that. That'd be awesome.
You could do like your whole life is a handstand.
Yeah. Pretty much shoes, though. It'd be kind of interesting.
Gloves.
Martin says, if you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done? I think in my case, my friends and family would think they got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
He got caught in a pickle, or there was like a group of people that were all doing something. He was there and wasn't doing... whatever.
I agree with this.
And we got to get him out of that. We got to save him because he's been wrongfully incarcerated.
I completely agree that you don't break the law in any way, shape or form.
But what about you?
For me, I think I would
what would they
sometimes
think?
I get into to fuck it, I'm going to die anyway mode, and then I just go insane. It's usually on vacation or something and I just kind of say yes to everything.
Yeah, I feel like actually though, if you got arrested, and I heard about it, you'd be in a different country.
Yes, for sure.
And you would have like broken into, you would have been like trespassing.
And
on
I,
some sort of.
For some reason, I'm picturing I'm naked.
I was not picturing that, but okay.
That's what I think.
Seth said, I can handle this, by the way. You don't have to keep sliding.
So we're fighting. And we're fighting.
We're going to get ourselves like, you know, Joe Rogan's got Jamie that he just calls on or whatever. Or yeah. Hivemind has DJ Grant behind the camera. We'll have someone behind the camera that's going to read us the questions.
Michael. Yeah. We'll get Michael in. I want Michael to be that.
Seth says, what books have you read that have made an impression in your life, no matter how small or big the impression? And would you take a suggestion for a book? Does that mean like he would suggest a book to us to read?
Sure.
Suggest
your books, your favorite books down below. We read.
Or we can put that on the... Yeah. Maybe we'll put like a suggestion thing on... Patreon movie suggestions. What are you doing?
I'm hungry.
Okay. Books I've read that made an impression. What am I going to say?
You're going to say Perfume.
That's my favorite book.
You're going to say Perfume.
It's my favorite book, but No, it actually, I guess, has made an impression. I don't know. I just love that story. It's such a good story. Perfume by Patrick Susskind is a really good book. But the books that make an impression in my life, okay. Fuck, this is going to make me sound like a fuck boy.
Okay, let's hear it.
But Shoe Dog, the Phil Knight autobiography about how, you don't know who Phil Knight is? Started Nike.
No.
Is a really cool story. And there's a lot of really interesting things, kind of similar to our manifestation
path
that happened to Phil Knight that are just really crazy.
Okay.
The way that things happened in that. And so, you know, like the Nike logo is this thing that everybody knows and recognizes. It's so iconic. And the artist that did it when they drew
it
up.
Did he just do it?
He didn't. This woman, artist, I can't think of what her name is, that was working for him.
Did he get that joke?
Hmm? Oh, did he just do it? Nice.
Yeah.
Drew it, and he was like, I don't like it, but it works. We'll just use it.
Sometimes you got it.
Exactly. And so exactly. But like, there are things that I feel like a lot of times people think so hard about where they're like, I want something as iconic as the Nike logo.
We're good at that, of just like throwing shit at the wall.
Yeah,
and
we're
seeing,
just like,
let's put it out.
Whatever.
A lot of people just don't put stuff out, or don't, they make something, but then it's like, it has to be perfect. And I think I agree with trying, but I think usually that's where people go wrong, where it's just like, just put it out. Just, nothing's going to be perfect. Just do it.
Good book, though.
Just do it.
Well, what's yours?
Oh, I'm reading Tiny Pretty Things. Is that right? It's in my thing. I found it on the street. It's the same writer as Wild. Oh, Lord. Okay, let me look it up.
You know how many books are going
to have Cheryl Strayed? Is that right?
Are going to have the title Wild?
No,
you can just say
that's
the book.
The one. Strayed.
Okay.
Cheryl Strayed. Tiny Beautiful Things. And it's an advice column from the early 2000s. And she just, she went as like an anonymous, like Dear Sugar type of thing. And then they're published now, and they're really beautiful, just like, letters to this advice column. And then, she answers them, and it's really cute.
It's kind
and
of a book you can kind of just
bookmark.
Yeah.
Cause I found it on the street is a photo booth photo of this random couple, and they look so in love. And I, and that's my manifestation. So one day I can have that in my life too. Moving on.
So it's kind
with
of a,
someone, anybody.
So it's kind of a book that you could just pick, like you don't have to read it in sequence. You could
don't
just,
have to, but I do.
Yeah. But, yeah. But if you wanted to just pick it up and
you could
flip to a page or whatever, that's kind of cool. And yes, yeah, Seth, send us suggestions. Petulant Goose, what do you think is the longest you could go without doing a bit?
This whole podcast, I've done a few bits. Actually, I don't know. I was gonna say in our real lives we don't do bits, but we do bits a lot.
I'm in bit mode all the time.
Yeah,
all the time. Like I always jump into it. But the longest, I don't know. I feel like
an
if I'm
hour?
Just in like a, but even in a serious conversation, I spice it up with just a little joke here and there.
With a little voice or a little character.
No, I'll just say something a little sarcastic maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Cause I don't know. It's really hard.
Even when you're serious, it's funny.
Yeah. Something funny happens.
We do have to wrap it up.
Mikayla
soon.
Says, what's the weirdest conspiracy theory
what
you believe
did,
in?
What we're if we finishing did one more this. Question?
Nope. We're finishing the whole thing. Just
I
relax. We're fine.
Okay, I'm fine.
What's the weirdest conspiracy theory you believe in?
Ooh. Wait, there is one. I don't know if this is conspiracy theory. This isn't the one I was thinking of, but this is one I'll say. Like fridges and laptops and like all these things are designed to break after 2 years.
Mm.
Right? So then you buy the new model.
Interesting. Whoa. Tommy, jeez.
I also have to pee.
That was crazy. I would say moon landing's fake. the U.S. moon landing. I don't think we haven't been, but I think that
specific
I think that one
is, Apollo
was faked. I think it was a, it was a well, the space race. I don't have to get into it all, but yeah. I think it was a play. They were just like,
wow.
Yeah.
And then the obvious one.
We don't have to get super into
it. Well, the obvious one of...
We already answered Alex's question, what are your coffee orders?
Yeah.
But again, for me, it's cortado.
I think we answer that question every podcast.
No, we don't. You're so... Okay, relax. You don't have to touch this over here. You are so...
I'm hyper.
I don't know if we can do morning caffeine ones anymore.
No, I'm being good. I'm being good. I actually am enjoying it. I actually really am. It's just because of this meeting. That's it.
Laura says, Veronica, can you talk a bit more about where in Poland your fam is from and if you've done much travel there? Also, please do international shipping for the merch if possible, which merch is coming soon.
Merch is coming soon. Get ready. Get ready.
And yeah, where in Poland? Yeah.
In Poland, I'll say, I don't know what I, well, that's fine. I'm from this town.
You are so...
I'm so hyper right now. It's because I didn't eat and I had caffeine and I feel crazy. And I have a meeting.
You're going to make the meeting. We'll just record the bonus one after your meeting. It's not that big of a deal. We're fine.
Okay, fine. So I... Oh, yeah. I'm from this area called Dolny Śląsk. I'll say that. And it's... You can look it up. But it's... this like little area, and
is it a city?
Yeah, it's a little city, but I don't want to say exactly where.
It's fine.
But it's, and I go every summer. I think I've been probably maybe like 22 times in my life.
So if anyone ever wanted to try to find you in person,
yes,
they could just meet you there. They could just go there for the summer and they would find you.
Maybe if that's for the certain 3 weeks that I go to visit my family, because everyone lives there. It's only my mom and my dad and my sister who live in Canada, and everyone else, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, everyone lives in Poland. So I go pretty often. Yeah. And yes, we're going to do international shipping for. Mm-hmm.
It might be a little expensive just because that's how international shipping goes.
I think it's worth it.
But it'll be reasonable.
It's reasonable and it's worth it. I mean, I thought we were going to pay. Whatever. We'll talk about
Sophia
it.
Sophia Beans. Says, what were your first impressions of each other when you guys met? What's that face?
Mine's like, that's just me being crazy because I haven't eaten and I got caffeine.
We'll say in person, I guess, because we met online and
yeah,
chatted and whatever. I thought you were funny, of course.
Yep.
And then we linked up, big link up,
big
Bed-Stuy link up at Coyote Club.
Yep. Which you've said, I think, in the first.
Yeah, and we already talked about our first impressions kind of a bit, but, you know, all the same stuff. I was like, oh, funny, pretty, friendly.
You can't say that short, to me.
Short?
Yeah, that is funny. Loud?
Motivated? No, it was just, I mean, we've said it, but it was just like, oh, we were, I don't know, you're never sure if you're going to click with someone that you meet online, whatever, on like a, you know, on a homie friendship level. Because sometimes you can just like, you know, have these weird internet friends that.
But we really did. We had.
Then you meet in person.
I went from going from, oh, this is going to be like an hour long drink.
Yeah.
With these two guys.
It was like a meeting or whatever.
Yeah. And then I think we hung out for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then we went to back to your place. We went on the roof.
Yeah. You smoked a cigarette.
Stop. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You can't.
You and Michael fucking cig heads.
No, I don't smoke cigarettes.
What was your first impression?
I smoke cigarettes when I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoke them when I. We can't talk about this.
What was your first impression?
When I drink sometimes.
What was your first impression?
I can't believe you just said that.
It's fine. I smoke a cigarette every once in a while.
It's truly, I haven't smoked since the summer.
It's fine. No one's judging you.
I'm judging me. Okay, my first impression of you?
Yeah, same day.
Yeah, same day. Definitely, I was like, yeah, I think at the beginning I was like, oh, who are these guys and how is this going to go down? And then, yeah, I think we started doing jokes right away. And you took a photo of me.
And then I face-apped it.
And you face-apped it.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, okay, we're friends. Like,
yeah.
We're in. But yeah, I thought just like we just clicked and it was really fun.
Casey McCoy, what's the most trouble you've been in? I have a story, but it's a long one. And I don't think I can get into it in full right now. I can go short and then maybe talk about the full deets in the bonus. But essentially, I was with a friend and this was senior year of high school. And we had all graduated. We were doing all the graduation parties. And my friend was like, there's this, my neighbor's house. We can go and, you know, her parents are out of town. She said we can go over there and invite like 10 people, whatever. Swim in the pool, hot tub, you know, big house. That's just like, it was a mansion, huge home. And we went over there and did the whole thing. And then this girl who said that we could go in didn't tell her sister something like that. And we almost got charged with breaking and entering into someone's home in like a big, beautiful house in a really nice neighborhood in Cincinnati. And I could go all into all the details, but what I ended up having to do was they had to like talk to their parents, had to talk to my parents, and they were considering pressing charges and all this stuff on the people there. What we ended up settling on was each of us that were at the house had to individually go to the parents' home again. And, you know, we hadn't met the parents before.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go and sit down with them and apologize in person. And I just got roasted by the dad. It was like good cop, bad cop kind of situation between the two of them. But man, I mean, it wasn't even a lot of trouble, I guess. I didn't get arrested or anything, but it was definitely like
doing that
the closest thing
worse
to trouble.
Than, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, I'd...
I mean, I really can't get into the specifics of it, but yeah, we were like, you know, at the pool in this person's house. And yeah.
Yeah. Damn. That is...
You?
I didn't get into trouble, but this is the most... Fuck. It's same thing. It's a long story. But I'll shorten it. And see, this is what I mean, because then we can answer these on Patreon because they're from Patreon people.
Yeah, but still, they just get to ask the questions and we get to answer for everyone.
So, the most trouble I've ever been in was... I with a friend of mine, dear friend of mine, we were in grade 12, and we went on this skating date with these in Canada, very Canadian. Went on a skating date with these two guys from different high school, and then they're like, we should smoke weed before we go. It's okay. Just like, yeah, I fucking love weed.
You're a big smoker.
I was like, oh fuck, I love
weed. We don't have to rush, by the way. We can record after your meeting.
You're right. I just have to pee also. Okay. So whatever, I go and I, you're right. And we end up at this like sketchy basement and there's like a bunch of like true stoners there. And yes, I didn't smoke much weed before this. And they hand me this bong that's as tall as me. I go, okay, yeah, I'm going to fuck, I'm on this date with these guys. Yeah, I'm going to fucking smoke weed. I love it. And I inhale quite a lot of it. A lot of it. And then...
It's a big bong.
It's a big bong. My friend and I then were on these like stools. Oh, this is already cringing me. And we're on these stools. And then I remember like we're like laughing. It's like we're high as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like pretending to be on this like... We're pretending to be pirates or something. Like we kept doing this bit. And we were like crying, laughing, having the best time. And then I go, why am I laughing? How am I alive? What is the universe? Detach, right? Have the biggest anxiety attack of my fucking life in front of these random people. Also, we're like an hour from my sit town. For some reason, we end up at this like middle of nowhere house. I was freaking out. I was screaming. I was saying, take me to the hospital. I was like just having a massive existential like panic attack. I was trying to like hit, truly, this is dark, but I was trying to like pass out in some sort of way just to like end it, you know? So bad. Not like, you know what I mean? But like, yeah. And then, so I was just freaking out. Then I end up, someone drives me home. And I kept, like, I was just stuck in this, like, loop. And they drive me back to my dad was home. My mom was on a ski trip in Italy or something. And my sister was home. My sister was really young. And I come home and I'm like, run. And I shouldn't say the person, but the person, my friend, drops me and is there, is explaining to my dad what's happening. And I'm running around my house and I'm doing like bits because I was just like manic. I was like fully losing my sanity. I was like, okay, I'm done now. I'm officially crazy. And I'm running around the house and I'm like pretending like jump out the window and do all these things. And finally I convinced my dad to call the ambulance. I was like, I'm not going to stop. He was laughing the whole time. Mm-hmm. And my sister, my sister was like 11. They were like laughing and I'm having the worst time of my life. And so he gives me these sleeping pills, prescribed sleeping pills, just to like knock me out or something. And finally the ambulance comes and they put, I'm so high, and they put this like arm thing, like the pressure to check my heart rate.
Blood pressure.
And I look at the guy and I go, I know exactly what you're doing right now. And he goes, what? And I go, you're putting little needles in my arm to make me pass out. Because now I'm like, I'm high, also on these like intense sleeping pills. Anyways, I go in the ambulance. They and we're just like chatting. He's like, so what are you gonna do for your university next year? I was like, yeah, I'm going to school for musical theater or whatever. And I'm like just dozing off. And anyways, I spent the night at the hospital, just for them to tell me that I was like totally fine, but I don't remember it because I was passed out. And then anyways, I woke up the next morning and I had like a little hospital thing. And then I went to high school, like whatever, on Monday. And I'm sitting at the library with my friend Hayden, and these two like hot, and this was again, people not from my high school, come up to me. These two like hockey bros come up to me from my high school. Oh, Veronica, we hear you're like possessed or some fucking shit. I walk away and I, of course, started crying. Mm-hmm. Of course. It was like a nightmare. And then my friend Hayden sang Big Girls Don't Cry to make me laugh. And I'll never forget that moment. I don't know if Hayden watches this, but shout out to Hayden. We love him.
You know what's interesting about that story? The question is, what's the most trouble you've been in?
Well, that's the most bad thing I've done.
Trouble. You've never been like arrested or...
No.
You never did something where you got like a slap on the wrist?
Like that, theoretically, if my parents weren't cool...
Yeah, would be the most trouble.
Would be the most trouble I've been in. I fully had a panic attack and, made them stay... My dad stayed at the hospital till 5 in the morning with me while I was... His like high teenager was freaking out.
Casey says, you guys ever date each other? Does that also mean... Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, does that mean... Would you?
Or have we or
like,
would
do
we?
Do you guys ever... What does that mean, even? You guys ever date each other?
I think that... Is anything possible? Yeah. Do miracles happen? They do. Would I ever?
Would you? It's not out of the realm of possibilities,
but
I would say. But right now,
I don't know.
Right now we're friends on a podcast.
Who are roommates too.
Okay. The roommate thing is a bit. People
already know that. And yesterday I gave you mouth to mouth. No, you didn't. When you passed out.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Casey, it's not out of the realm of possibility in the future. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know.
Who knows what'll happen?
Yeah.
In 2 years, maybe we're like, damn, we've had this podcast and now we're, living in, we're living in London. I don't know.
And that's where, how do we move to
London?
I don't
know. Just random. And then we're like, and what do we, should we just do this? And then we're like,
that's
yeah.
That's like when Michael said to me, I can't say it. If you were the last person, if you were the last man on earth, I would date you.
Damn, it's going to take that much? That's crazy.
We're friends. Okay.
Veronica, from Sophia again, another question and last question. Sophia, I recently cut my hair and I'm having trouble styling it. Need you to post tutorials on how to style your short hair, please.
Wow. Okay, mine looks like ass right now because I haven't washed it.
But also,
what's up?
Well, I feel like with your short hair, it's been way easier for
style?
You. Yeah. Like anytime
actually
you're
harder.
Over here, really.
Yeah.
Anytime I feel like with short hair, it's just so easy to kind of.
Like now, it's just straight.
Throw it around.
But anytime over here, what?
I was gonna say, like, you know, when you had long hair and we were in Bed-Stuy or here or whatever, I feel like you were always like, it was always such a thing that you had to
do,
like do your hair.
That's true.
And now I feel like it's not so much that.
That's true. I do want to cut it shorter. No, I do. I do rollers actually. That's my
rollers.
New thing. As I do, I got them from not Trapper Joe, Dwayne Reed's,
mm-hmm.
And I, they're heatless or whatever, just like the classic rollers. And I shower at night and then I put them in when they're wet and then I sleep. It's very uncomfortable, but I sleep with the rollers in. It gives a little shush and je ne sais quoi.
My hair, I just wake up and just kind of, I also wear a hat often, but I just.
We're the hot on the podcast, but then in real life, well.
No, I sometimes I don't wear a hat.
But
this was the best episode we've ever recorded. No, this one, I don't know.
Why?
This one might have been a miss for me.
No, shut up. I didn't think that.
I think the caffeine, I don't know if we can do mornings anymore.
I disagree.
We might have to hit that mid-afternoon.
This is where it happens. The last one was a miss for me, and then everyone likes it.
I love the last one.
See, that's what I mean.
But I knew the last one. You're right.
I thought the last one was such a miss.
I love the last one.
I was like, I didn't talk about anything.
And now they have to listen for an extra 16 minutes.
Great.
Over an hour.
Extra content. Content. We love content. We want to show. Guys, we need the content to come out more.
Well, you got your meeting in 5 minutes.
I have a meeting at 11:15.
Oh, okay.
But I do have to get something to eat, as you can
tell.
Yeah. So, no, I think that's I really don't agree with you.
All right.
I fully. I think we were more chill though, because we were really chill in the last one.
Well, the last one was that nighttime one where we were really chill.
That's what I mean. It's like, I was like, oh, this is the most boring thing in the world.
No, I like that one.
But this one was a bit more manic for me.
Yeah. This one's morning edition.
Morning edition. But anyways, let us know what we should talk about in the next one. Be sure to watch Xmas on Amazon. What?
I'm analyzing your like your closing statements.
Is when I go, and as always, thank you so much for watching. As always, and if you want more exclusive picks and exclusive videos and access to the Q&A and shouts out, please please do Patreon.
Click that link.
Click that like button. Subscribe to, and we'll see you next time.
Yep. We're going to work on that closing statement, but.
No, I liked it.
No, it's a good one, but we'll figure it out in the.
In the next one. Okay, goodbye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home.
When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.